Here is your enlightened freedom quote for today. At this time, everyone's battery is empty. How can the soul batteries now be charged? No one except the Supreme Soul can charge the spiritual batteries. It's only by charging your batteries that you souls receive strength. For that, the main thing is remembrance, remembering the One. It is in this that there are obstacles of Maya. Isn't this interesting, right? So we are spiritual beings, and the soul that we are spiritual beings, we have a battery, a spiritual battery, metaphorically. And if that battery is fully charged, right, fully charged, then we feel joyful, happy, liberated, peaceful. We have the power, the strength to just get on with our life and figure things out and make it happen. Whereas if the battery is discharged, then we don't have the strength to do all the things that will improve our life. And we also won't feel happy. So the sign of spiritual power, of having a charged battery, is we feel great and we are successful. The sign of a discharged battery, spiritual battery, is that we feel low energy, negative thoughts, and we don't have success in our life. Bad habits, negativity. And so the way, the means, the method to get the power, right? We can eat food, we can do this, we can do that. None of those things charge the battery. You know, we can bathe in the Ganges and get to go to special ceremonies. All this stuff is all physical. The only way to charge the spiritual battery is by, first of all, remembering that we are eternal spiritual beings, beings of love, points of light. So you can be aware of that now, that you are this sparkling immortal presence, different from the body. And then we remember, we bring our attention to God, the Supreme Being, the Highest on High, the One who is the battery charger. It's like the power station, right? We have all this electricity in our house. Where does it come from? It comes from the power station. So we can connect with that spiritual power station, and we can receive the current of wonderful vibrations. And that starts to recharge the battery of our soul. And as that happens, we feel better. Negativity is cleaned out, cleared away. And we start to smile, we start to feel good feelings, joyful feelings. And then we can also do the things that are going to make a difference in our life practically. And it is in this practice, this spiritual practice, that Maya, the illusion, anger, lust, greed, attachment, ego, the five enemies, the various negative things, it is in having remembrance that we get attacked by negativity. So we can listen to things, we can read books, we can do whatever we want, and there's not that much of an attack. But when we sit for meditation, for remembrance, when we try and practice this to recharge the battery, then all the monsters come out from under the floorboards and try and stop us doing it. So this is a warning, in a way, that it's easy to do everything else, but this is harder, and this is where we need to give our attention, because it's only in this that we get that shift. And it's very tempting, for us to want to do everything else. Like if we have a problem in our life, we are tempted just to do the work to try and fix it, or we're tempted to avoid the problem. But the real solution is to receive the spiritual power to shift our consciousness and then take action from that place of power. But the ego, the lower part of us, will try and avoid having the meditation, the remembrance, and just do everything else, either distracting or doing action in a kind of stressed out way. So this is extremely important. Just keep in mind, you have a spiritual battery, like a spiritual bank account. Now, this time, everyone's battery is empty or nearly discharged. How can the batteries now be charged? No one except the Supreme Being can charge the spiritual batteries. It is only by charging your batteries that you receive strength. And for that, the main thing is remembrance. It is in this that there are obstacles of Maya. So how can you stay in remembrance more and more and more today? Many, many blessings.